welcome to episode 222 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to give you six ideas of what the Bible says about Thanksgiving. Let's dive in. Well, for those of you who live in America, next week is going to be filled with food, fun, friends, and family. And for those of you who don't live in America, well, hopefully it's still a week full of food, friends, fun, and family. But for those who celebrate Thanksgiving, it's interesting. This is usually the time of the year that we start pondering, okay, what am I thankful for and who has made an impact on my life? And that's important. But there's something really profound about what the Bible says about Thanksgiving. Obviously, it's not talking about a holiday or a big festival with a turkey and mashed potatoes and hot rolls and pumpkin pie, though all that sounds so good right now. The reality, though, is the Bible says a lot about Thanksgiving. And I want to give you six ideas, and this is not like a all-inclusive. These are just six simple ideas of what the Bible says about this idea of Thanksgiving. So let's dive in. Number one is this idea that Thanksgiving is to be in every activity, in every moment of your day. In Colossians 3, verse 17, it says, "Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Or as Ephesians 5, 20 says, "Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Or as Philippians 4, 6 reminds us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." What would it look like if every moment of every single day, your life was marked by thanksgiving? So again, it's more than just one day a year. This is every single moment of every single day. Number two is the idea of that thanksgiving is to grow and abound in your life. In Colossians 2, 7, Paul says that you are to be rooted and built up in him, Jesus, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So Paul says, hey, you are to be rooted and growing, built up in Jesus, established in the faith, and always abounding in thanksgiving. That word abounding means to be abundant or plentiful or existing in large quantities. What would that mean if Thanksgiving wasn't just in your life every moment of the day, but it was consistently growing, expanding, becoming more abundant, plentiful, and existing in large quantities? That is a life of a Christian. Number three, Thanksgiving is to, well, increase. And I know that sounds really similar to number two, but it's not just supposed to be there, number one. It's not just supposed to be abundant and plentiful and great numbers, number two. But this thing is supposed to increase, ever grow and expand in your life. As 2 Corinthians 4:15 says, "For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God." So as God's grace consistently grows and expands in your life, enabling you to live out the Christian life, it is to increase thanksgiving unto the glory of God. So number three, thanksgiving is to continually increase in your life and be for the glory of God. Number four, we need to remember that thanksgiving is actually God's will for our lives. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, Paul reminds us, or actually commands us, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So if you're searching for the will of God, well, it's right there. You are to rejoice always, pray always, and give thanks always. And not just give thanks always, like, all right, in the good times, but in every circumstance. Number five, in fact, we talked about this in the last episode, episode number 221. And so if you'd like to flesh this out even more, I encourage you to go back and listen to that. But thanksgiving is the language of the kingdom of God. In Ephesians 5, verse 4, it says, "Let there be no filthiness nor foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place, Instead, let there be thanksgiving. That thanksgiving is the language of the kingdom of heaven, that there is always supposed to be this thankfulness that is coming out of your life. In other words, thanksgiving marks your life, which is number six, that thanksgiving isn't something we do, it's just who we are. It is a lifestyle. As I've said in the past, what would it look like if all the normal complaining or frustration or anxiety or problems or issues or circumstances or griping or distrust or confusion or criticizing or grumbling, what if all of that somehow was swallowed up in a life of thanksgiving? And those things did not have access into your life. Those things, you just didn't participate in those things. Why? Because you lived a life of thanksgiving, because thanksgiving for you is a lifestyle. In other words, it's the fragrance of the life of Jesus in you is bubbling forth out of you. See, Thanksgiving is far more than just some holiday that we in America celebrate. As Christians, Thanksgiving is the lifestyle we exhibit. Because of all that God has done through Jesus Christ upon the cross, we, more than anybody else on planet Earth, should be so grateful and so thankful. As such, thanksgiving should bubble forth in and out of our lives and our lips. Can I encourage you, don't just make Thanksgiving a holiday. Don't let it just be about turkey and mashed potatoes and rolls and pumpkin pie. Thanksgiving is to define your life. In other words, as you're walking down the street, do people look at you and go, wow, you must be a Christian because your life is marked with humility and love and thanksgiving. That is a life of a Christian. Well, I hope this short reminder was an encouragement for you to take a whole new perspective on the season in which we are living. Please don't be discouraged by all the darkness and doom and gloom of our day. If you watch the news, it is so depressing. Rather, let us keep our gaze fixed on Jesus Christ. And as we do, we will have much to be grateful and thankful for. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, and including a list of those six things about Thanksgiving in all the verses I read, please go to deeperchristian.com/222. Isn't that a great number? For episode 222. And it is mind-boggling to me that we have already hit 222 episodes of the Deeper Christian Podcast. Thank you for those of you who are listening, taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I do not take it for granted. And I just want you to know that I am very thankful for you. So until next time, know I'm cheering you on and I'm praying for you as you build your life around Jesus Christ, the one in whom we have to be grateful for all things. See you next time.